4th, right after Sunday school. Invite everyone to bring a dish to share and stay for a time of food and fellowship. Also on February 4th, there is communion as well. On February 11th, there will be baptism. So if you'd like to be baptized, please talk to one of the pastors and let them know. And the original plan this week, you'll notice Pastor Abe, when he gets up here, he will be much taller and a little more seasoned, and he will look a lot like Pastor Jim. He is, Pastor Abe is under the weather. He was trying to struggle through and tough it out and to give a message today. So unfortunately, or fortunately, that's terrible. You know what? We get to hear from Pastor Jim. That's a good day. And don't anyone let Pastor Abe forget that he's got a sermon on deck, so we get to hear from him. So with that, our call to worship is Psalm 136, 1 through 3. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever.
Good morning. Let's stand together and sing together. Number 378, Only One Life. Only one life to offer, Jesus, my Lord and King. Only one tongue to praise thee, and of thy mercy sing. Only one heart's devotion, Savior, oh may it be, consecrated alone to thy matchless glory. Yielded fully to thee. Only one hour is mine, Lord. May it be used for thee. May every passing moment count for eternity. Souls all about are dying, dying in sin and shame. Help me bring them the message of Calvary's redemption in thy glorious name. Only one life to offer, take it, dear Lord, I pray. Nothing from thee withholding, thy will I now obey. Thou who hast freely given thine all in all for me, claim this life for thine own to be used, my Savior, every moment for thee. All right, let's take a minute. Tell somebody you're glad to see them. Maybe they'll say the same thing back.
Well, good morning again, and this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. A couple of updates. One on my wife. She had her right knee replaced on Monday, and things have gone much better than last time. We have last time we dealt with nausea and migraines. We have not had that this time, so healing has gone better. We've made it for two therapy sessions, and so we got five more weeks of therapy to go. But we're grateful that for the prayers and for those that have stopped by or brought us food. As the caregiver, I really do appreciate not having to worry about what we're going to have for supper. And the fact that she can keep it down this time around. So that's been really good. So continue to pray for my wife. Erica Hargens also, she had surgery on Wednesday for her ankle, and she is back home, and we need to continue to pray for her. Also, as mentioned, Pastor Abe is home under the weather. Post-COVID, we are a lot more careful about how we show up for church being sick, and so grateful that he at least alerted me yesterday at 1:30 in the afternoon, not at 5 this morning. So I appreciated that, but pray for him and Diana. There'll be a couple of adjustments. I believe Todd's going to be teaching for him in Sunday school, and grateful that we have those that can step up. A couple of individuals have passed away. Leon Boomsma, he passed away, and be praying for him, for his family, as they are going through working with cattle and the loss of his life. And then Sherry Van Zee came and mentioned that her oldest cousin, Leon Mosier, passed away. And so we'll be praying for the Mosier family. Are there any other requests? Or oldest nephew, sorry. I got oldest, but her oldest nephew. So, any other prayer requests? Yes, Deb. Next adventure. Well, we will definitely be praying for Nathan as he moves out to Colorado Springs. And we are grateful to come alongside and acknowledge the praise of how far God has worked in his life and your life. And we will be praying for the next steps. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Faye. And your brother's name?
Dean.
Dean. Faye's brother Dean had back surgery this week, and he is doing well. We will continue to pray for his recovery. Any other requests or praises? Yeah, Dale.
Can you handle something kind of trivial?
Always.
28 years ago today, Joel Stewart moved in with all the
I did not get to meet Joel because he got married the summer that we came. So all I've heard is good things. So grateful for the time that Joel was able to spend with you all and in the area. Also, a non-trivial thing, Dale and Ruth have gotten back from Puerto Rico with a missions trip. So we're grateful that they had safe travels, as well as they look a lot more darker than the rest of us. But we thought we'd have warmer weather to greet you back, so ish. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah. Yes, the definite praise for the thanks for the weather change. It is, we always talk about the January thaw, but it's nice to experience it after the cold that we've had. June.
Praise that the three little members of our family are doing better. They all have some kind of
So Ron and June's son, Rich, and his wife, Barrett, run a ministry in Watertown called Fallout Shelter. And they have been able to purchase a building that will meet their needs. But now they're in the process of rehabbing it and fixing it up. And they're actually living in the building. That's what I'm gathering. So, which is always fun to live in a construction zone. So we'll be praying for them, for the funds, but also for patience and to see progress. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have each week to come and worship together. We do lift up and praise you for the weather change, how cold it has been, and the opportunities to see the sun and warmer weather. Father, I do pray for those that are working out with livestock and equipment, knowing that with thaw comes the mud, and so we pray that you would continue to keep animals and each one of our community members safe and healthy through this time. And it is also the time of illness. We pray that for those, especially think of Pastor Abe, and there are others that are dealing with this illness, that you would place your healing hand upon them. We thank you for the way that you work in and through the body of Christ and use each one of us to help encourage and to lift up. We pray for the Boomsma family and Leon's passing, that you would comfort the family, and as neighbors come together to help, it is again a picture of the helping hands and the willing spirits of our community. But as your church, help us to also remember when we do come and help, we are your hands and feet. Father, I pray also for the Leon Mosier family and his passing, for them gathering for the memorial service, that you would be a comfort and strength during this time. We also lift up those that have had surgeries. We pray for my wife, Tammy, that you would continue to heal and give strength to her right leg. And as we go through the process of physical therapy, and grateful for the one knee replaced and the increased mobility, and let's continue to pray for a better quality of life for her. And we pray for Erica Hargens as with her second ankle surgery, and again for a better quality of life for her, but through this healing time, help her both with the pain. Father, we lift up Faye's brother as he went through back surgery, that you would be with Dean and his recovery, and that he would be patient with the recovery time. Father, we're also grateful for answers to prayer. And as we join together with the Bone Brights for Nathan relocating, we pray for safety in his move and the adjustment of a new living situation. And we just are grateful for how far you've brought him. And we continue knowing that you will continue to work in his life, and that you would use him wherever you've placed him. Thank you for sparing his life and for his parents, family, the community of coming alongside. We rejoice that we can be used by you. Father, we lift up Rich and Barrett in the ministry of the Fallout Shelter. We pray for health for the family, but also for the finances and just the timeliness to get the building renovated. Give them patience, but also increase their ministry. Help them to be able to not only work in the Watertown area, but around the world. Father, we remember those that have been in our midst and moved on, and can think of Joel Stewart, and just ask that you would continue to use him and work in his life, for that reminder that each one of us, to not waste the time that we have with each other. We thank you that you provide opportunities, that you've told us that you've created us to do good works. And so help us not to miss those. Father, we pray for the Unruhs and their ministry in Mexico. We just ask that you would continue to use them, watch over their health, and also in the church planting as he teaches and coaches and mentors the next generation of church planters that will be used not only in Mexico, but in other areas of the world. Father, we pray for our country as we go through this election year, that you would give wisdom to your people, that for our elected leaders, we ask that you would give them wisdom. May their hearts be softened for the gospel message. And Father, it is always a reminder that in this world we will have trouble. Jesus told us he has overcome the world. So help us to each day to build, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and knowing that you will supply all our needs. We thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
praises this morning.
Maybe I'll mention that today in Pier, they're having, last week was Sanctity of Life Sunday, but they're having the Hour of Reflection, they're having a life walk. And an Hour of Reflection, I usually like to go to that, I'm not able to today. But I'm just very thankful that we live in a state where we have a pro-life governor, and we have, I think, a lot of believers. And anyway, I just thought I'd mention that.
Till I
Father, as we have sung songs to you and the reminder to us that we do need you, that as Jesus said, apart from him, we can do nothing. And forgive us for the times that we think we can do things in our own strength. For our time together now, that you would open our hearts and minds to your word, that it would find fertile soil, and that we would then have the courage to put it into practice. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans, that you have given us your word and your spirit to guide us. In Jesus' name.